Soon, all the air was filled with the sound of swift feet as the children came running. When they reached the little baker's tent, he was putting loaves on the white table. "This is mine," said the biggest boy, taking the very largest loaf. Then he threw down his money and ran away to eat the bread all by himself. Then came a girl who cried out, "Give me my loaf, and give it to me at once. Don't you see my money? Don't keep me waiting." The little baker did not say a word. He did not smile. He did not look cross. He did not hurry. He gave the girl her loaf and watched her as she, too, hurried away to eat the bread. Quickly, others came crowding and pushing with their money. Each of them took a loaf and ran off without a word of thanks to eat it all by himself. The very little children looked on sadly and could not get near the table. After a while, all the biggest loaves were gone, and only the smallest ones were left. Then came the little girl, who laid down her penny, saying softly, "May I have a loaf, please? And thank you for making all this good bread for us." Off she went, hand in hand with the little lame boy. The baker smiled at them. Next there came up to the baker a boy who looked kind and merry. He laid down all the pennies he had and took as many of the loaves as his money would pay for. Then he gave loaves to those who were too poor to buy them and to the little children who were afraid to come to the tent. After that, he took all these children to a pleasant spot where they sat down happily to eat their loaves.